The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleading with him and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now we who hear this gospel ought to know that we are lepers of a disease much worse, which is also incurable except by the touch of Jesus. Coming to fullness of faith, therefore, means an awareness of our need for confession, whereby our leprosy of sin is healed and we are reconciled with God. Often, as a priest, I hear people who do come to confession, and they have this preamble, "Well, Father, you know, the usual sins." It doesn't sound like there's a lot of sorrow there, right? It doesn't sound like they really want to change, because the mentality is, this is normal. So it's just a routine. And that's not going to help much. We need to have the attitude of this man who really wanted to be healed from leprosy and be able to live a new life. So the touch of Jesus was dramatic for him, was something amazing, impacting in his life. And that's the attitude we should have towards this spiritual battle and the desire not to allow the enemy any kind of space in our lives. Any kind of spiritual disease. The Lord does want to touch us, but he needs to find us well disposed. After this miracle, many came, multitudes came to listen to the Lord and to be healed, and the Lord will be there for them and reach out. But he, who is the God-man, went to the desert to be alone with his Father in intimate communion. And that's what we also need to do. As we work hard, as we live a life for others, in the house, in our work, we need to also leave everything and spend some time alone in prayer in our desert. Now, taking it from the gospel to the first reading from the first letter of John, there is a couple things here that I think need to be made clear. And one is to believe in the name of Jesus. It doesn't mean that we believe that Jesus exists. The demons believe that, in that sense. I mean, in the sense of they know that Jesus exists. But to believe is faith. And it means that we assent, we receive the word, we receive revelation. So it's a movement of our heart of the fiat to what God wants to do, allowing him to operate in our lives. That's faith. That's to believe. So if you believe in the name of Jesus, now that's the other point, is you will have eternal life. It's not that God is going to give you something else. He's going to give you himself. He is eternal life. So a person could say, well, why is it that, you know, if you don't go to Jesus, you can have eternal life? Well, because Jesus is eternal life. There's no other. It's just like saying, well, you know, if I shut off the lights, how come I see darkness? Well, because that's the source of light. Jesus is the only source of life. Everything was created through him, for him. And anything that is not in him will perish. And so our time on earth is a time of openness or closeness, depending on how we receive or not receive Jesus for everlasting life, which is in him, or in the darkness and death of separation. Let us present to the Lord our petitions.